Is this the dean's office?
Well, I'm the dean, so I would hope so. You must be our new material. Please, sit down.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm new.
Do you know why you've been sent here?
Because I fucked up.
Can you be a little more specific? I really need to hear the details from you.
Oh, you want the details, do you? Oh, I was driving Daddy's Tesla up Mulholland, and I may have had too many drinks. I may have wrecked it. Oh, and there may have been a boy in the car that I might have been planning on fucking, or at least blowing. I don't know if Daddy was more bothered that I might put out, or by the fact that the guy was oh so common and poor. I guess it was the last straw. So here I am.
That does line up with what I was told.
Is there just this one building?
This and the attached dormitory. Is it not to your liking?
To be honest, it's kind of a dump. Well, maybe not a dump. It's got that nice old look, you know, but it's tiny. And when my driver was taking me through town, I couldn't see any bars in town. If you can even call it a town.
That is so. Our institution is situated here to encourage good behavior. Our entire county is dry, as a matter of fact.
What, like you guys don't get rain?
It means that alcohol is illegal to sell, buy, or possess.
Oh my God. Did I go back to the 1800s?
In some ways, a much superior century to our own. Young ladies, in particular, knew their place. Does that bother you? Not having anything to drink?
Actually, I prefer Coke. Or weed. But yeah, I'm going to college. I wanted to get drunk at least a few times. You know, fuck hot boys, but I don't have to call back.
I see. Is this the kind of behavior you intend to engage in at our institution?
Of course. Just because Mother wants me to come here doesn't mean I have to like it. And I wouldn't get used to getting a tuition check from my family either.
Oh, and why is that?
Because I'm just here until Daddy calms down. Then I'll look at him all sweetly and apologize, and he'll pull me out of here and let me go to Ohio State. And I can pledge and everything will be right again. For fuck's sake, as if I could survive 4 years here.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. But our program isn't always 4 years.
It isn't?
No. If someone achieves the key learning factors, they can leave in as little as a year. Now, if they fail to learn, or they choose to remain, well, one of our girls has been here for 7 years.
7 years? For a degree?
Oh, no, no, no. She's earned her bachelor's and her master's, and started on her PhD. She's quite accomplished, actually. To be honest, she's only here because she loves the environment, and our teaching methods entirely agree with her.
I'm not going to stay that long.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Unfortunately, you may have misunderstood the nature of our arrangement. Your tuition is already paid in full.
What?
Including books, materials, room and board. Our standard rate. Your father and mother were quite happy to sign it over to us. They know that we produce results.
Please. Daddy never paid in advance for anything in his life.
You can see here if you don't believe me. Here. Those are the billing records.
$2 million. That can't be right.
Yes. That is correct. There's another $2 million in it for the institution if, or should I say when, we render you into a proper, submissive young lady. Eager to be a receptacle for learning and anything else we desire.
I don't understand.
I know, Bet. But do try to keep up. I need you to read the fine print there at the bottom of that contract.
That's my signature. I don't remember signing that.
Your father put that in front of you and asked you to sign it. You did. It gave him power of attorney and formal guardianship over you. He can do, more or less, what he wants with you. And what he wants is for you to be here.
That's not right. Daddy would never do that. And even if he did, I'm not a high school girl. I'm 18. I can leave whenever I want.
I do love this part. I don't know what I'm going to do for entertainment if I ever retire. No, you may not. And in point of fact, you cannot. The doors are locked behind you. And in the end, you're our property.
That's bullshit. This is America, and I can go where I want.
You haven't been listening. I suspect that's a problem you've had your whole life. Your mother did say that you were like her when she was your age. An impudent little slut.
You can't talk to me like that.
I just did. And what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to call Daddy, and he's going to come get me. This isn't funny, and you'll get in trouble.
Oh, darling, with each word you sound more scared, more innocent, more vulnerable. If we engender those traits, perhaps you're going to be salvageable.
My phone won't work. Why won't my phone work?
Phone jammers. It wouldn't do to have pictures of our work slip out in the wild, would it?
Your office door is locked. Let me out.
No, you need to pay attention to me.
What? Are you crazy? You can't just hold me against my... You hit me. Ow! Stop. Please. I don't understand. I'll listen, okay? That's what you want, isn't it?
Good. Good girl. You can learn. You will learn. Sit.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Well, you can keep playing with your phone while you pretend to be obedient, but it's not going to start working all of a sudden. Even if it did, your daddy's not coming. You need to understand why I keep calling our school an institution.
I'll put it away, sir. Please just don't hit me again. Why do you call the school an institution?
Because it is. Legally, we're a psychological hospital. Legally, all of our students have been committed by their guardians for indefinite stays. Legally, you are in our custody.
But that doesn't mean it's okay for you to hurt me.
You have me there. It is not legal for me to hit you.
See? You have to...
But then again, there are no police here, no interfering lawyers, no doctors but our own. And let me assure you, they will always rule that you need more time here at the facility. Always. Unless that I think you're ready to leave. And you, my dear, are not. Are you?
Please just let me go. I won't tell. I won't tell anyone.
Oh, but you would. You'd tell the press and the police and anyone who would listen about how the bad man slapped you and said true stuff about you.
Are you going to kill me?
Oh, you are precious. No. Not on purpose, anyway. We wouldn't get our bonus for successful re-education then, would we? No, that wouldn't do at all. Of course, some particularly stubborn girls might have died in our custody. All were ruled as complete accidents, I assure you.
Well, what do I have to do? I mean, to leave. To be good.
There you are. I almost believe that. In time, you will too. Don't worry, though. I won't lie to you. I'll always tell you the truth, and you'll come to hate me for it. Do you know what is going to happen now? Very well. I'm going to rape you. Right here in my office. I'm going to be very harsh with you. Very thorough. When you leave, you're going to be scared, humiliated, and numb. And it's going to happen again and again. All of the faculty, men and women, will have you. They will do it together sometimes. Even upper class girls will get in on the action. You'll soon love it. Even though you grow to hate yourself for doing it. Do you know why?
No, sir. Why?
Because you're already a little slut. Just like your mother. God, she had such a tight little cunt. As her father sent me to be broken, now yours is doing the same. I assure you, he's expecting nothing but great things from both of us. And I hope not to disappoint.
Mom? You mean... You did things to her too? I don't understand. And Daddy knows about this? About her? About you?
Of course he does. He told me himself. That's what he was looking forward to watching the tapes of you breaking. He said it was an important part of your development.
Daddy said it was all right to rape me.
Of course. He could do it at home, but it's just quite a little bit of effort to break a little slut like you and reshape her into something useful and pleasing. The danger is that you might just end up an insane mess or end up in the tabloid headlines. We definitely can't have that.
But he loves me.
Yes. Quite a bit more than you can probably imagine. Stand up.
Please. You don't have to do this. I'm standing, see? I'll do what you want. I'll learn any lesson. I just... Please don't hurt me.
Can I tell you a secret? Hear an arrogant little whores like you beg and plead, suddenly powerless, is perhaps the most significant turn-on that I get to experience. It won't save you. It might even make me harsher on you.
Please just let me go.
Not until you're ready. Don't worry, soon you're going to come to enjoy this kind of treatment.
No, I won't. I'm not sick like you.
Oh? Let me just reach up your skirt and check. I thought so. Your panties are practically soaked. I wonder, do you get like this when your daddy spanks you?
What? How do you know about that?
He told us, of course. Get on your knees now.
What are you going to do? All right. I'm doing it. There. Are you happy?
Not yet. You see, you are at your knees in front of an authority figure, but you're pretending to not know what to do.
Do you want me to blow you?
Not just me. Any teacher can ask you to get on your knees. Sometimes even in front of the class. And you better listen when they do. Not all of them are as kind as I am.
All right. If that's all you want, I'll do it. Just stop hurting me. God. I can't believe that this has made you hard. You're sick, you know that?
More sucking and less whining. An eager little slut like you can do better than that.
Why can't you just be happy that you're...
Oh, that's it. Oh, you see, your mouth has better uses. And the throat. So very tight. You should relax it a bit if you don't want to get hurt.
I can't breathe. Please stop for a minute.
No. Is that better? Let yourself enjoy what's happening. You know you want to. Are you touching yourself while I'm doing this? How delightful.
I wasn't. I hate it. I hate this and I hate you.
Oh, we were making such progress. Stand up.
I'm not doing what you want. You can't make me. Ow, my hair. Ow.
Not used to being handled roughly, I see. I'll be sure that you're enrolled in our remedial coloring class. Now be good and bend over my desk.
Okay. Just stop pushing. There. No, don't do that. Don't pull my panties down, please. Please.
Oh, but you're positively dripping, aren't you? It would be a shame to waste a moment like this, wouldn't it?
No, don't. Please, I'm not... I'm not a slut, okay? I'm a virgin, please. I swear.
Oh, I believe you. But you act like a little slut, don't you? And how you dress, and how you flirt.
Yes. Yes. I do it because I like attention.
Even from your daddy?
Yes, all right. Especially from him.
Good girl. The problem is that you aren't compliant. That you keep misbehaving. That you won't even consider proper appearances. This is what you will be broke of here. In addition to being trained in useful skills.
All right. I'll stay. I won't run or anything. And I'll be good. Just, please. Not like this.
Everyone has to lose their virginity sometime. Don't you want to lose yours?
Yes, but I want it to be special. Not like this. Please.
Too bad.
No, not there. No, you're too big. No.
Oh my God, you're so tight.
Oh God, no, please.
Oh, there's no doubt that you...
Please, please.
Oh, fuck. God, you do have a hot little cunt, don't you?
I don't want to hear this. Not now.
Oh, it's going to be so dramatic. Oh, I'm barely bruising you.
You're too big for this. I can't.
Oh, you should have tried a joint. Just a little.
No. No. And I never. I never will.
Then why does your tight little pussy grip you so well, huh? Oh, why do you keep moaning like a bitch in heat?
No, I won't enjoy this. I won't enjoy this. Stop it.
Oh, this hurt too much. Oh, does it feel too good? I'll be honest now.
Both, right? I love it, but it hurts so much. I don't want to be like this. Please,
oh, God, no, God, no, I'm no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, I'm not stopping until I feel that slay
no,
little hole of yours
in
my hot
state. I don't want to go. No.
Just let yourself be what you are.
I won't go. You can't make me. I won't.
Oh, you're so close, Pat. So close. Just left.
Oh my god, there's so much of it. There's so much just pouring out of me, and it feels so good. Why does it feel so good?
You really know how to work up men, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Repeat it. Make me believe it. Or your first day is going to be so much worse.
Yes. Yes, sir. I'll be good, sir. I'll learn how to be good. I'll learn to take my lessons from all the teachers. I'll do it and enjoy it and I'll make you and Daddy proud, sir.
Excellent. You can leave my office now A senior girl's going to take you to your room.
Yes.
Oh. Don't forget. Class starts promptly at 7. Be sure to make a good first impression on all your teachers. Won't you?